Well, the place to be this Friday is at Fiesta City Speedway in Montevideo. It's the season opener, and racing is back. And Juanita Knutson is in the studio with us to talk about Fiesta City Speedway's season. Thanks for coming in, Juanita.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this is kind of new territory for you, as you're the new promoter at Fiesta City Speedway, huh?
Yes, I am. Currently taking over this year.
So tell us a little bit about your background, and you've been in racing for a long time, haven't you?
Yes, this is actually, I'm going into my 30th year. I started when I was 16 years old. Oof, I just aged myself.
60.
I started here at Madison Speedway. I started as a lap counter, and over the years I went on and became the scorer, and I did, back then it was NASCAR here at Madison Speedway.
Yep.
So I took care of all the points and all that kind of stuff and spent many hours here at Q92 and doing all the paperwork. And then I left Madison Speedway. I'm not real sure exactly which year. And then I started over at Fiesta City Speedway. And so I've had many years there and now currently going to take over as the promoter.
All right. Are you excited about that?
I am excited. Yeah.
I know you put your heart and soul into racing. So how do you got started as a lap counter? Who asked you to be a lap counter? How'd that work?
Kind of a funny story, I guess, yeah. But it was actually my ex-boyfriend. He worked at the racetrack at the same time. And they were short somebody one week, and I said, sure, I can push a button. That's no big deal. I can push a button, and that's just how I started it and my love for racing.
How does that work? You have to explain that to me. I'm not familiar with racing, but
each time the cars come around, we would just show it up on the lap counter how many laps were left.
Oh, okay.
So when the drivers are going by, they can, if they have the chance, they can glance and see how many laps are left.
Okay.
So, yep, that's all I did is push a button.
So that seems like a simple job.
It was kind of a simple job, yep.
All right, awesome. Well, tell us about Fiesta City Speedway.
Well, this year we are excited for getting our season started. We all know that Mother Nature has not cooperated this spring, but we are scheduled for this Wednesday. We are going to do our test and tune, which was scheduled for Sunday, but we had to postpone it. We're going to do a test and tune on Wednesday evening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And that just gives, for people that don't understand racing, that just gives the drivers a chance to come out and try their cars out, see if they want to make any changes, you know, that kind of thing. You know, if they want to do a little tweak here and there. Mm-hmm. So it just gives them a chance to see how their cars are working before the season starts. And then on Friday, we will be starting our season. Our sponsor for that evening is Monty Motor Sales, who has been a huge supporter of Fiesta City over the years. Brad and Becky have done a great job and have really worked well with us. Then we will be starting at 7 o'clock. That is when the green flag flies. Check-in. The back gates open at 5 p.m.
That's the start of the season then, right?
Yes, okay. It is, and it's usually pretty crazy.
Yeah.
You know, them first few nights getting everybody set up and get them going.
I should mention that you mentioned Monty Motors. Monty Motors also sponsors the Racing Report on Mondays, Monday afternoons here. Maynard gets the racing from Madison Speedway and Fiesta City Speedway, and we get the results out, so.
Perfect.
We thank Brad for doing that. He's done that for many years on Q92. All right. So the season opener this Friday night, and I know you got some big dates for some other big nights for racing other than Friday nights, huh?
Yes, we do have coming up on June 3rd, we have the Josh Grinauger Memorial Race, which is also a Pure Stock special. Unfortunately, we lost Josh just a little over a year ago, who was one of our race car drivers. And so this will be the second annual memorial race for him. We have on Friday, June 10th, we have the Meet the Drivers, which is a great opportunity for kids. Them kids just love to come down onto the racetrack and see them kids or see their drivers and stuff. And the drivers usually give out candy. And of course, if it's warm, then they like to bring popsicles and that kind of stuff for the kids. And then they hand out their little race car cards and that kind of stuff. So, great time.
When is that?
That one is Friday, June 10th.
Okay.
We also have, throughout the year, we have different specials for each class that we run. So when you look at the schedule that we have, you'll see that we're necessarily not running a certain class each week. We did that with, in conjunction to the other racetracks that run with us, we work together. And okay. We don't want to pull cars from their racetrack if they're having a big one. I-94 Speedway is a big one that we compete against just because they also run on Friday nights. So I was able to get together with Don Shaw and work out some schedules. And that way we were able to, you know, not be taking cars away from each other's tracks.
Correct.
Because ultimately, all these small tracks, we all want to stay open and we just need to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a really fun and exciting thing coming up in August. August 19th and 20th, we are doing a huge late model special. That is a two-day special.
Wow.
We did try to run a two-day special last year, and unfortunately we got rained out.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be running Friday, August 19th, and Saturday, August 20th. We were able to get KRA Speedway in Wilmer to run a big late model special with us. So that's going to be a three-day run of Thursday, August 18th, and then the 19th and the 20th. So hopefully we're going to draw in some pretty big name cars, and they can kind of do that little three-day trek, you know, with gas prices right now. You know, that's kind of what these guys are looking for is, you know, where they can hit a few different tracks in a short amount of time.
Yeah, locally, You have some big sponsors? You have some sponsors too, huh?
Yes, we do. Like I said before, we have Monty Motor Sales, who is, once again, they have just been tremendous sponsors. Outlaw Graphics of Montevideo is another big, big sponsor of ours. J&D Construction, which is out of Montevideo. And then this year, as a bigger sponsor, they came on, and that is Ice Castle Fish Houses. Along with, we have several different sponsors that, you know, different amounts at, you know, whatever is convenient for them.
Right.
But without these people, we couldn't make a racetrack run.
Right.
It's not a cheap task to be doing. So, yes. We have a lot of great sponsors, and we appreciate every dollar that we're able to bring in.
Okay. Talk about your website.
Our website this year is just going to be phenomenal. The guy that I have taking care of it, which is Alex Austinson with AOK Photography, he agreed to take over our website this year, and he is so creative, and he's on top of it. So please check our website every week, and we will be, he'll constantly have it updated, and, you know, hopefully we're going to have some driver's pictures, and we're working on some driver interviews, employee interviews, and everything.
Yeah, just on that this morning, and you're on the front page.
Yeah, just what I needed. I said, you could have picked a better picture.
Yeah, that's good. What is it? Fiesta City Speedway?
FiestaCitySpeedway.com.
.com. Okay. All right. So just if you're listening, head on over to Montevideo this Friday night, season opener. Green flag drops at 7. And I know you throughout the whole season, you have a lot of things with kids. And
yes, we do. We are running some Hot Wheel events also.
Oh, Hot Wheels.
So, yeah. Yep, them little kids, they like to come out there with their Hot Wheels and get to zip down the track. All so, right.
Anyone else helping you? I know your daughter's involved.
My daughter is involved. Yes, I am the promoter, but ultimately we are run by a board. So I don't make all the decisions myself. And we, this year, as being the promoter, we kind of split up some of the jobs a little bit amongst different people.
Okay.
So it kind of takes the load off of me.
Yep.
But we're still able to work as a team, and we have a great team working together.
Good. Well, I hope the weather cooperates. That's the big thing, right?
Yes. Yes. We need good weather.
All right. And it looks like it'll be good weather Friday, so.
As of now, let's keep our fingers crossed.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Juanita.
You bet. Thank you.
Juanita Knudsen, the promoter for Fiesta City Speedway. Once again, the season opener this Friday night in Montevideo. Be good to be there, 7 o'clock, green flag.